A mobile art therapy service for traumatised children will be rolled out next month in regional Victoria. The pilot program is aiming to help isolated young people affected by family violence. Charlotte King prepared this report.
In an industrial yard on the outskirts of Ballarat, Adam Quick is overseeing work on a delivery van.
It's an extended chassis and we're going to fully fit it out and line it with air conditioning, heating, lighting. We're going to actually modify this to be much more homely.
The van's being built for RISC, a family violence support service based in Ballarat. Elizabeth Jewson is the executive officer.
In terms of family violence, it's a first. It is certainly, from what we can gather, isolation is a risk factor for family violence. So, and we also know that country areas have trouble accessing services. So we feel that the bus really addresses that because it takes the therapy space to isolated or more isolated areas.
The mobile therapy van is being rolled out in rural Bacchus Marsh between Ballarat and Melbourne. More than 480 family violence offences were reported there between 2015 and 2016, double the figure from 5 years ago. Darley Primary School Principal Simon Cornock says the school's already got a list of 40 children's names to refer to the mobile service.
The biggest thing we've noticed probably the last few years is just that generational poverty that's starting to really impact on some of our families.
Sally Goldstraw leads the organisation's creative therapy team, which will travel in the van to the children.
They can be themselves in there and they've got someone there to help contain what happens for them so that they can eventually get to the point where they can talk about the really hard stuff that's happened for them.
While most family violence services strive to be inconspicuous, this van will be covered in a reproduction of Van Gogh's Starry Night.
No longer should we be silent, completely silent and ashamed. Children have a right to services.
Council worker Sharon MacArthur works with maternal and child health nurses in the region.
We've had very limited services available for women exposed to family violence, and so they've had to travel outside of the municipality to access much needed services such as solicitors, family violence supports.
And so what are your hopes with the Van Gogh van?
The therapeutical model that they're looking at around creative arts and art therapy for children is something we haven't had before. I'm hopeful that we can work with RISC in securing some long-term funding beyond the pilot period.
Mirrabooka Shire Council worker Sharon MacArthur ending that report from Charlotte King.